Blog Talk Radio.
This is Stephen Webmaster for PetGroomer.com, and we have another show today. I'm glad you're with us. We have actually several callers on the line today as well. We'll be getting that. First, let me bring you up to date with what's going on at PetGroomer.com right now. For the most part, we've been working very hard behind the scenes. We are bringing out one of the grooming industry's first apps you can load on your phone and tablet. This is going to primarily be for making it easy to shop the entire pet grooming industry. A lot of you know it's now hit 475,000 classified ads that we have presented over the years, and that's going just as well. It's not always selling to. We've helped a lot of people find groomers, and we all know how difficult it is to find groomers. And so there's always free help wanted ads for the industry there. It'll be a lot easier. You don't have to be at your desktop computer, and it would be very easy to request ads, take down an ad. But besides shopping, there's your help wanted. And, of course, we have free ads if you're looking for used products, equipment. And, of course, we're the number one place in the world for selling mobile vans, new and used. And so it's going to just be very convenient. Rather than having to get right on the web, on your device, on your PC, desktop, even, you can just use the app and a click of one button and you will be there. And this is not the first app we're bringing about. We've got a couple more unique. As I said, they're the first in the industry. And we've been judging our traffic, and we're finding about one-third of all the traffic across PetGroomer.com, which is really seven websites, not just one, is on mobile devices now. So it was time to get some apps out in the industry, and I bet a lot of people are going to follow with more apps just for the convenience. What else is going on? We have over in the community, we have the Breedmaster game going on. We're giving away two $100 Visa gift cards. You just post on the board and you're automatically entered, but we have lots of trivia, pictorial trivia. See how much you know about the breeds out there. And those are fun when you win one of those. We like to put up maybe 100 trivia over the game period. If you win one of those, yeah, you get another 10 tickets in the drawing. So, come and play. I think that's going to go on till about the end of March before we go on to some more contests. So, today we're proud to have with us, and she's been with us, oh my gosh, how many times in the past? It's Melissa Verplank, and she's always up to something and expanding. And I know she got me a message that they've been working a lot on the Paragon Distance Learning Program. I'm going to let her tell you. It's all about the new features, the rework, and all that. For those of you that may not know a lot about Melissa, she is a certified master stylist with over 30 years' experience in the professional grooming industry. In 2009, she operated three pet-related companies, a luxury boarding facility called Whiskers Resort and Pet Spa, and two companies that are involved with educating professional pet groomers and stylists. That we many people know, of course, is the Paragon School of Pet Grooming and her other operation, White Dog Enterprises. As well, of course, both have products that you can, services that you can find at melissaverplank.com. We'll be giving you all that contact info later in the show. So I want to bring her online now and see what she's doing, besides bearing up with quite some big storms, I believe, that's out there. I think this is you, Melissa. I'm going to open you. Let's see. Melissa? Hello? Okay, let me try here. Hello, Melissa?
You've got me here?
I do have you there now. What number are you calling from? I need to make something on my show board. You're calling from what area code right now on that phone?
Area code 616.
You're the 616. Let me close this other one off.
That might be Joe.
Oh, it might be Joe. Joe, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I just want to make sure. It doesn't tell me on my board. Yeah, we can hear you great. It doesn't always tell me the person's name and which one I got. And we have some other listeners that are just groomers out listening to the show. So that's great to have you aboard. Melissa, let me give you the floor. How are you doing? How's the storm?
It's blowing. It's a winter wonderland out there right now, and I love the 60-plus-mile-an-hour wind gusts that we're getting. I'm just hoping that everything stays battened down and doesn't blow out a window somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got power, and you're with us, so
yep.
We'll take it. I like
all
it.
All right.
Now, Melissa, because I've got Joe open, do you want to just go ahead and introduce Joe? We don't have to go into all what you've got planned, what we're going to find out, but why don't you go ahead
sure.
since people know now. Who's Joe?
Sure. Well, last year we decided to add Joe Zuccarello to our team, and Joe brings over 30 years' experience in the pet grooming industry to our group, and it has been a phenomenal addition to our team, and we just love working with such a forward-thinking type person, and on top of which, I just really enjoy working with Joe, and this wasn't my first time working with him. I have been very impressed with what he's been able to do, and I think, was it twice, Joe, we worked together for like a year with you as a private consultant, and
that's
you...
True.
Yeah, and you helped us make some amazing strides with the companies. And, we just decided you were at a crossroads where you needed to make a change, and we were kind of ready to jump ahead. And we teamed up together, and it's been an amazing ride so far, and it's only been a year. And, I used to be the driving force behind the companies, and now all of a sudden, here's Joe. And Joe's got more energy than I do. So it's an interesting combination that we've got. I think our team is wondering where we're going to go. They're excited, but they're just, whew, hang on, because it's going to be interesting.
Okay, great. Well, Joe, welcome to the show, and we're looking forward to your input as well. Melissa, let's get into some of the points we want to make today. What do you feel is the number one problem plaguing the pet grooming industry?
Well, Stephen, as you know, your want ads are one of the biggest things that you have on your website, and it's because the number one problem that we see over and over again is finding talented and qualified groomers to join existing businesses. It's just finding qualified help is really tough. And I've been working professionally in the pet grooming field since the early 80s, and it was our number one problem then, and it still continues to be probably the number one problem that we see within our industry. And there's got to be a solution, and that's kind of what I have dedicated my career towards, is finding solutions to get that training, because people get into this field, as we all know, because we love animals. You normally don't fall into it and just do it just because. It's normally something that you're pretty passionate about, but there's just not a lot of training and qualified training that makes it easy to enter the field. So that's what we're trying to solve right now.
So,
Joe,
go ahead.
Joe, do you want to add anything into that?
I will. You know, I'll echo Melissa's thoughts about this being at least, and again, for me, it's at least a three-decade-old problem. And, you know, one of the interesting parts is that if we thought finding qualified dog groomers was difficult before, now with the retail businesses focusing on driving customers and customer loyalty through providing professional pet services such as grooming, that just ups the ante, if you would, as far as how many increases the demand of how many times we need dog groomers, and dog groomers are not out there. So what can we do? And that's when Melissa and I decided to join forces. What can we do to change that paradigm, to kind of change that shift and contribute to the industry and creating more artists? I like to call our dog groomers and our stylists out there artists. How do we do that? Well, we create more of them.
Okay, so together, now with Joe, Melissa, you have put together, well, now you're taking it further again, I really should say, because you've had the Paragon Distance Learning Program for a while.
Yeah.
But for our average listener, why don't you explain what that means, those that don't have any idea yet?
Sure. Well, the Paragon School, we have been teaching hands-on people how to become professional pet groomers since the early 90s. And what we've really tried to do with the Paragon Distance Learning Program, or DLP program, is to kind of bring our on-campus learning experience directly to the learner and really trying to embrace technology as we do that. And as Stephen, you know, technology is, it's moving at such a rapid pace. Sometimes it's a little hard to keep up. But, you know, we have been able to put together a program. And when Joe joined the group last year, we've always, you know, we've had the distance learning program for a while, but it's been on flash drives and it's been a little clunky. But it took the core of what we teach all the time and capsulized it, and we were able to get it out to an individual so that they could mimic the program that we have in their own home or in a salon setting. It needed some refinement. And so that's where Joe really stepped in. And for the last year, we literally, for about 6 months, we pulled the program all together. We have totally reworked it and really embraced technology and have turned this into a total web-based learning experience, which I am so excited to see. And we did a soft launch last fall with it, and just sort of, you know, we had folks testing it out, kicking the tires, coming back to us with feedback. And I got to tell you that I have been so pleasantly surprised with the response and the results that we're being able to see with the students that are going through this program. And it's just gotten so much easier because it's totally, if somebody's got access to high-speed internet, they can learn wherever they're at. And my team is just, oh, the gals and the entire team, we've really worked hard to pull this whole thing together, rework it so that it flows really, really nicely. And then to be able to have it totally web-based and people can just follow along and know exactly where they're at and know exactly where they need to go is phenomenal. And so we're taking basically, you know, my 30 years of teaching through the Paragon School and being able to implement that into this total web-based learning program. And Joe, you were, you know, when Joe came on, he was pretty instrumental with taking a look at what we had. And Joe, you want to tell Stephen kind of what you saw when you first stepped on and was like, wait a minute, what can we do with this?
Right. Well, and if anybody knows Melissa, we all know Melissa is a self-proclaimed serial entrepreneur. And part of that is she's poured her heart and soul for decades into the professional grooming industry. And her library was very vast, whether it was written material, whether it was video material, testing material, and just the experience and the know-how. And once we crystallized and defined how students learned, we created this synergistic learning experience that combines reading, the videos, personal mentorship, testing, hands-on training, flexible learning environment. See, all of these things are contributions or elements to how students learn. So it's just not one method. And you couple that with her grooming guidebooks, such as our the Notes from the Grooming Table or Theory of Five, and you have a pretty powerful experience for whether you're a student it caters to students that are individuals that might not be associated yet with a grooming salon, all the way up to and including salon owners and managers and multi-unit retailers. And so baby groomers, whether they are aspiring or just pet parents making that transition over into becoming groomers, the program is meant for all.
Excellent. Now, can you describe for people how the programs by the user, how will a salon owner use your program versus the individual?
Sure. Melissa, I'm going to kick it off with that.
Yeah, go ahead and kick it off, Joe.
Yeah, so, you know, the individual comes in a variety of different types. There are lots of different profiles. And as we got to know these people over the years, and I've had my experience, Melissa, and our entire team, hundreds of years of experience talking with individuals, you can have an individual out there who's just graduating high school and traditional college isn't his or her perfect pathway forward. Or you might have an individual out there who has been in a career for a while and is looking to make a change. Maybe they're not happy with corporate America. Maybe they're getting ready to hit their career reset button. We've even had students in well into their 40s, 50s, and even sometimes in their 60s starting with dog grooming. And, you know, they all enter the industry, all enter this career for whatever their reasons are. But the individual who, again, can learn by using the program, any device, laptop, tablet, mobile phone, or the like, we've got programs that are designed to help that student be successful. But the one that we're really, really excited about as well are salon owners and managers. If somebody would have told me 20 or 30 years ago when I was managing a series of grooming salons that I was going to have a tool like this that allowed me to think of hiring differently, giving me some freedom to hire for attitude and culture fit, and then to use a tool like this to help train for the job. Well, back then, you know, we didn't have the internet as well. You know, maybe just coming on board with the internet. So that was a pipe dream back then. But our salon owners and our salon managers out there everywhere are really embracing this tool because just because they might be a great groomer doesn't necessarily mean they're a great teacher. Or maybe they're just too busy to teach. Or maybe they would like to teach, but the program is a much more comprehensive educational experience than what maybe they would teach. So on those various different planes, that's why these salon owners and salon managers are offering scholarships or sponsorships, and there's a variety of different really creative ways that they're offering this to those folks that now they're going out. We like to call them rock stars. They're going out and hiring rock stars. They're going out and hiring people that actually get along with everybody in their salons and their shops and work well with their culture and have great attitudes.
Yeah, and what I like to think about with a program is that it's a systematic approach. It's really, really thorough. And, you know, being a busy salon owner, I mean, the whole reason I started the Paragon School way back when was I had a fleet of 6 mobile vans, and there was at one point I let one of my units sit for over a year not out on the road because I could not find a person qualified to run it. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons, that was one of the driving forces behind the Paragon School and opening that. But what I have found as being a busy salon owner is that you don't have time to teach, let alone have the organization to make sure that the student is getting things at the correct time so that it facilitates learning in the most rapid and the best manner possible. And so that's one of the things that I really love about being able to offer this, is that we are doing the heavy lifting for the salon owners so that they can focus on running their business. And sure, they've got to pay attention to what the student is doing, you know, but they don't have to do the heavy lifting. And you can really, what I have found over the years is the employees that have stayed with me the longest are the ones that we've started from scratch. And so, you know, that's where you hire for attitude and you find that individual that fits in within your team. And there's a lot of ways that, you know, you can find that person and start working with them at lower levels. Maybe they just, you know, there's somebody who wants to help out and they come in and you just have them do really simple things, but you learn what their work ethic is. You learn what their attitudes are like, and you can find those individuals that are going to be a good fit for your team. And then we systematically help with that learning, but you're being able to imprint, the salon owners are being able to imprint their personality right from the get-go, which is so critical if you want somebody to stay with your team for a long time. And so that's what, you know, one of the things I just love about this is we're really doing that heavy lifting for the salon owners so that you've got somebody who is productive pretty quick as soon as they're, you know, getting into the program. It's not like they go through the program and then, boom, they're doing something. They are learning and then applying what they're learning in stages as they're going through the program. So they're productive right away, which I love that part.
Well, and if I can add something also, it is web-based, but it's not to be confused with online grooming instruction. It's not just an online education program. This is a learning assistance program because people are just as important to the students' learning as pets are. And so we make a concerted effort to partner with the student and the salon owner and manager. So now that salon owner and manager now has a backup. They have a partner in this student's development. So we'd like to say that it's more of an assisted learning platform than to be confused with an online instruction or online school.
Yeah, that's true. And Joe brings up a point that we haven't touched base on, is that we do provide personal coaching as well. So not only is it a web-based learning program and it's stage-gated so that a student can't jump ahead until they have successfully completed each section, but we also have a dedicated team of really talented instructors that they're the coaches. They're the ones back on our team that are helping the student get through the program. And so the salon owner definitely, yeah, we're sitting back here and we're rooting for both the student and for the salon owner to be able to get that person that they need, you know, to fill that, to get into the salon working and being productive as quickly as possible.
Yes, Melissa and Joe, on a couple things that I've heard that I'd like to emphasize, again, even to our people, is we totally agree. As you know, my parents had a very successful business, started in 1961, and at that time, of course, we didn't have internet or books barely back in those days, anything.
Right.
But we did start on-the-job training program. Really, my mother really came up with one of the first offers of what's an assistant pet groomer, which you didn't really know assistant pet groomers back in 61 and why that
right.
helped. But we did find, as you're saying, where the owner gets involved in the education of the groomers, they are more loyal. It was not unusual for quite a few of our bathers stayed 12 years, and I remember some of our groomers stayed on 8 to 10 years, as I'm thinking back mm-hmm. to them right now. And it just creates that bond of a loyalty. But even more important now, not everyone operates their business this way, but we found that a strong owner presence in the business that and I'm talking not always being on that grooming table, but someone up in the front that's the owner, manager, that, and it's ironic today, this came up on our message board from a survey of pet owners by Bjorn. His name is Bjorn on our board. He's only been in business a year or two. But he found that when they surveyed the customers, 74% didn't want to choose their groomer, these new customers. And we never had our customers choose. The bond was with the owner of the business, with the clientele to say, you know, no matter who's going to groom today, you're going to have that dog look the way that you want it to be. You don't have to get to know which groomer. We're going to do the assignments. Put your faith and trust in us. And so the customer would still know who was grooming their pet. But when you, and it worked out fine. We never had anyone, just maybe a handful out of, well, gosh, he had about 6,000 active clients at one point. And none of them ever, they kind of liked that. Oh, thank you for taking that burden off me. I trust you.
Yep.
You're the owner. This is where I go. And I know the pet's going to look. And so what we found, again, this gets back now to your education, where the owner's getting involved with the education, it was very nice that the signature styling of the salon was represented when you get involved in their training, whereas you'll have some groomers come in with past experience. Some will be very flexible, work with you, understanding there's a signature style and, of course, meeting the demands of the pet owner as well for any customizations. But it was very pleasant training our people that way. We had, there was just a signature style. We kept very detailed records on that. And so we're all for getting involved with that education with our groomers right from a start for their longevity with us and to match a signature styling and being very flexible. And it created a better team effort for us, by the way, where each, you know, we didn't have stylists saying, you know, I do all the Greyhounds or I do all this Bedlingtons, whatever. And so we even created these specialty times. It was like, okay, you know what, who hasn't done a Bedlington that could do one today? And the others would help out in the team environment like that. So I think your system is promoting the basis for that very well, and it will indeed, I believe, create more loyalty. Go ahead, Joe.
Yep.
And Stephen, if I might add, that's brilliant, by the way. It's so forward-thinking, and it was so probably at that time, maybe even ahead of its time. And it is so necessary that everybody's involved. And what we found is that, one of the challenges that we get, and we welcome challenges. We welcome folks asking tough questions because that helps us have a more complete program. So, but one of the tough questions that we get asked all the time is, well, how then do I keep? I'm afraid of if I train somebody or I pay to have them trained, then they're just going to take the training that I've given them and they're going to leave. And I guess that's possible. People are free to do whatever they want. But the challenge kind of comes back to them by saying, well, they do have the salon owner or manager does have a couple of choices. They can continue to look for dog groomers like they always have and still struggle with that mindset, or they can create their own and try to create an environment where people don't want to leave. And if you're hiring for culture and you're hiring culture, fit, and attitude, and hiring those rock stars, like we like to say, then maybe there's a culture change that's about ready to happen in your salon. And one of the things that our mentors and management leadership and even our instructors in our on-campus school on the training floor, we believe that engaged employees stay loyal employees. So if the salon owner and manager is pouring into their education and continuing to drive and sponsor and endorse their skills, the skills of their employees, those engaged employees are more likely to be now in a culture or an environment where they don't want to leave.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, some of the key team members that I have now are graduates of the Paragon School of Pet Grooming back in the early 90s. And, you know, they've gone out, they've done a lot of things on their own, but they keep coming back. You know, we keep crossing paths. And that's one of the things that I just love is when you get that culture fit and you find those rock stars, they don't want to leave. They want to keep coming back. They want to support you. And I've had, you know, stylists that needed to move on to help build their career, and I've actually encouraged them to do that. And it creates a culture where, to me, education is absolutely everything, and sometimes you've got to get some real-world experience in other ways, but to have people come back and say, I want to still be here, I don't want to leave, mm-hmm. that is, it's been really rewarding for us, and I'm seeing salons being able to do that have had our Paragon alumni graduates and watch them continue to have longevity with their employees. And that's what we really want to try to do. And this program allows that to happen on a much broader scale versus just in West Michigan, which is where Paragon, the campus is located at.
Mm-hmm. So let's now, for our listeners, give them a little bit more detail. How does this work? Isn't it difficult to learn grooming if you don't have someone teaching and monitoring the educational process personally? What's you know, Paragon doing about that?
Yeah, well, Stephen, you know, I was honestly, Joe and the team had to win me over because I was probably the biggest skeptic of them all. And but again, you know, at over 30 plus years of working with beginners and baby groomers, wherever they're at in their careers, whether they're just starting out or whether it's a career reset for them, we have built a system that works really, really well. And, you know, absolutely the best way to learn grooming is hands-on, and the only way to learn is hands-on. And so it is really important that the students, as they go through the program, they get the theory portion down, and that is where it's web-based. So they're doing a lot of their assignments via following the outline online, and we're combining a lot of different elements together. So the student is reading, they're watching videos, they're taking quizzes, they're taking tests, and then they're applying what they've just learned to a real dog. And you know, it's the best when it's a salon, because then all of a sudden the dogs are available. And it's a little more challenging for the individual learner, but it's amazing. You get so resourceful finding the dogs. I mean, if you're an individual, you're grooming your family's dogs, you're grooming your neighbor's dogs, you know, you're starting to solicit, you're going out to dog parks, you're donating your services to rescue groups, to shelters, whatever it may be, so that you can actually work with live animals, because that is critical. But you've also got that coach right there. So if you ever get stuck, the coach is always available for you. But quite honestly, the videos are so thorough that by the time a student is ready to start working on a dog and they have passed through the testing, the quizzing, the quizzes and the test, it's almost like it's a little unusual because all of a sudden they're doing everything right instead of having to be corrected and corrected and corrected. And so that's where it makes the learning so much simpler. But you do have to have that combination of reading, of watching, of listening, and of doing, and it all blends together. And we've been seeing students that have come out of veterinarian clinics, and their clients are thrilled with the work that they're doing. Their managers and the veterinarians can't believe what they're seeing. We're seeing salon that have been able. We just, in fact, was it yesterday, Joe, that we just had a gal out of Florida graduate, and her salon posted it on Facebook, her graduation. She went through all three levels. And mm-hmm. I have been seeing some of her work through photographs, because that's the other thing, is the work is photographed and submitted for grading by their coaches. So as they're going through, you know, we are definitely monitoring how well the work is and what type of job they're actually doing. And our coaches can praise and correct and course correct if something is going a little bit off right away. And again, so that really brings the learning. We've really done a pretty amazing job of being able to blend both the distance and the home study or the web-based learning with the hands-on. But it's got to be a whole combination of all of those things in order for it to pull together so that you get a graduate who has learned and their education has been very, very thorough. And that's, again, what I really love about it is that we've been able to keep that thoroughness through this web-based learning program.
Well, if I might add, we don't just stop at teaching nail trimming, cleaning ears, bathing dogs, trimming dogs. We want to help create well-rounded grooming professionals. So one extra step that the Paragon team is focused on is making sure that we're also talking about safety. We're talking about sanitation, basic safe pet handling skills, customer service. Those types of things are so valuable from the very early stages. The Paragon Distance Learning Program is three levels, level one, level two, level three. And right from level one, we're teaching that student about what it means to be a pet professional and not just a bather brusher anymore. To teach nail trimming and ear cleaning is one thing, but to teach pet professionals is another. So that's another way of saying it's time that we raise the bar in this industry, and we are thrilled to be kind of at the front edge of being able to be provided a platform to be able to do that. And so those are some things also to make sure that are focused on. A lot of times if we're in a grooming environment, we're learning from a really great groomer who might just be phenomenal. You know, if they struggle with teaching customer service skills, such as active listening or patience or flexibility or problem solving and things of that sort, it just makes the student's job, the new groomer's job, just that much more difficult. So we like to think of it as more of a 360-degree approach to the student's learning.
Yep.
I see. Let me interrupt just for a second and let our listeners know we've got about 77 of you out there. If you
Oh, wow.
Would like to raise your hand, which means I can open up your line and you have a question for Melissa or Joe, just press 1 on your keypad, and that sends a signal to me, and at the appropriate time, I'll get you on the line here. So how long does it take for a student to go through the program?
Go ahead, Melissa, if you want to
go
answer.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. I made a mention a moment ago that we have three different levels, and the very first level is assistant pet stylist. So that is bathing and brushing, trimming nails, pads, ears, light feathering, dematting, deshedding, brushing, bathing, all of the things that are involved with what traditionally in our industry, I guess we call bather brusher, but also some of those professional skills being taught as well. Typically, and it depends, there's a couple variables. It does depend on the student's motivation. It also depends on the dog availability for the student to have as practice. But if they are motivated and they have a desire to complete it and they have a fair amount of variety and availability for pets to practice, typically level one is anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks to go through the program. And level two is where we start grooming, where we actually start with some of the trimming, the grooming activities, the grooming practices, and teaching those skills. And that is typically another 2 to 3 months at least, depending again on how quickly somebody might pick up the skills. Some people are naturals; they're just whizzes. They just have that great hand feel. They fly. They know how to handle the shears and the clippers, and they maintain their equipment. They just do a really good job. And then level three is kind of like our master's degree program. So that one takes a little bit longer. That one takes a good handful of months after graduating level one and level two.
Yeah, and that one goes more into breed profile trimming, where level two focuses more on low-maintenance pet trims, basic head styling, and some of the foundational skills that they need to master before they can really start doing well in level three. So, clipper skills, scissor skills, those types of things. And then level three is where we really start looking at breed profile, trimming, setting patterns, corrective grooming techniques, those types of things go into level three. And as Joe said, it's very much level one, most people can fly through that one pretty quickly. Level two, it'll take a little bit longer, and level three takes a little bit longer yet as well. But, bottom line, we've got folks that are completing level one and level two and becoming very productive parts of a team. What, Joe, within like sometimes 6 weeks?
Usually within 8 to 12 weeks is some of the more speedy. Those are some of your more natural ones, but usually 3 to 4 months in there, and they're 3 to 4 months into our program, level one and level two have been graduated. They get their certificates.
Okay.
They're doing average, they have average skill. So they're an average pet groomer. With what we would like to say above average professionalism and customer service skills.
Yep.
Okay, so for our people that may be considering this that were not groomers yet, how do you give them confidence that they can find pets to work on?
That's a good question. Melissa, you've been answering that question for many years. you want to kick that off?
Sure. Again, like I said, you start off with, your circle of influence, which is normally friends and family, and then the neighbors get pulled in, and then, you start stalking on a friendly basis, but, you start going to dog parks and talking to people at dog parks and talking with rescue groups and shelters, any place where pet parents and their pets gather, that's where you start kind of looking for those dogs. And again, the more dogs you can get your hands on, the wider variety of dogs you can get your hands on, the faster it's going to go for you. So generally what we see is that for the individual, it's generally going to go a little bit slower. But I'm going to tell you what, if you can get through level one, and with level one, that's basically a bath brush. This is the assistance, trimming nails, cleaning ears, handling the pet, and understanding anatomy and being able to communicate based on anatomy, both topical and also the bone structure of the pet. But now you've got a skill set that if you went into a salon setting and said, hey, I'm taking this program. I would love to be an assistant. Do you have any applications, or is there any room? More than likely, you're going to be met with a much more positive demeanor from the salon owner than if you just said, "I love puppies. Do you have anything here that I could do?" And we get that all the time. When what people don't realize is that, yes, you know, you've got to love puppies. You've got to love cats and dogs, and you've got to be passionate about it. But being a groomer involves a lot of hard work. It's a lot of lifting, a lot of you know, it's not always glamorous. It's not always fun. But somebody who's you know, focused on level one and into level two, you guys, you figured this out. And so being able to go into a salon and stating that you've got this or you're going through, it opens up doors of opportunity for you. But, yeah, for the individual, I will say it generally takes a little bit longer to get through than a salon, somebody who is working in a salon and utilizing the program for training. But it certainly can be done. You know, and I look at myself, and if I had something like this when I first learned how to groom, I was one of those people, I really didn't want to be a groomer. I had a passion for pets, but I was kennel help. I was out, you know, in a 200-run kennel taking care of all the dogs, and all of a sudden the groomer was fired, and I got a call that night, and my boss said, "Guess what? You're getting a promotion. You are now the groomer." And I had no idea what I was doing. And, you know, my first day on the job, in my new job, I had 6 dogs to get through and no clue how to do them. So, you know, if I had something like this, you know, at my disposal, oh, my gosh. You know, what I always say with the hands-on training program is I try to pack what it took me 3 years to learn by myself into our hands-on program. And that's kind of what we're looking at with the DLP program as well, is being able to accelerate the learning and making sure that you're getting the right information at the right time, and that just accelerates it. Can you learn it on your own? Yeah, you can. Does it take a long time? Yeah, it does. And are you going to make mistakes? Yes, you're going to make some really, I still think about the photos of some of the work that I did. And, you know, you don't take photos of dogs that you're not proud of. And so I still remember taking pictures of those first dogs that I groomed, and that English Cocker with that unbelievable, beautiful straight line along its side and no blending whatsoever. You know, it looked like a stuffed pig with a tutu, and it was an English Cocker, no less. So all of a sudden I've got spots on the top, and I've got some, you know, different color on the bottom where the longer fur is. I mean, it's just... Or the poodle with high waters, or the poodle that had the tied up top knot, but I didn't realize that it was all this long coat that was pulled back. I thought they shaved the front part of the top of the head and then pulled it up. The mistakes that I made, I cannot believe clients continued to come back, but they did, and I learned, but I learned very much the hard way. So that's one of the things that, you know, we really are able to do, is we can short-circuit this so that you get all the tricks, all the shortcuts, but at the same token, it's quality. And we're covering things that I never had: customer service, safety, sanitation, those types of things. I just learned along the way. But if I would have had that information earlier in my career when I was first starting, that would have been a real bonus for me. So, Joe, do you want to add to that?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, you know, one of the things, Stephen, I want to make sure that everybody knows, whoever the type of listener is that we have out there, and any student interest that we get at all, you know, we have tools that actually help those folks. So if they're asking us questions, just like you asked, which is a great question, where can I find practice dogs? We've got documents that can help them. We've got methods and tools and ways to help them with learning more from the student. We've got ways of helping salon owners and managers define, you know, how do I recruit rock stars. How do I go find these people? Where do I find these people? You know, Paragon's put together a pretty extensive support library to answer some of those questions. So I would also encourage anybody who is out there listening to contact us and ask us those questions, because there's a good chance if we don't have the answer, we know somebody that can help you.
Right.
How do you monitor a student's progress, and how are they quote unquote graded?
Joe, you want to jump in on that one?
I will. Yeah, the program is what we call stage gated. Melissa referenced that earlier, referred to that earlier. And what we are able to do is it's a learning management software program where, and it's all custom written. It's all ours. We didn't just slap our logo on the front of somebody else's. This is all created by Paragon and our team, and with Melissa's DNA, like we like to say. But what we're able to do is, as they progress through the program is very systematic, in that we don't wait for different scenarios to happen in order to train, or the experiential type training. To Melissa's point earlier, that wild, wild west or kind of shotgun training doesn't necessarily always yield the best timing for the person's skills, or sometimes there's very large gaps in between the skills that need to be taught or learned before they can progress. So the program helps the student move through in a very methodical way. But as they complete their requirements in the program, their mentors, each person is assigned a mentor. So that's what's really great, is that mentor can be contacted right through the program. So there's always that portal of communication in the program. All of those photos, we even teach them how to take great photos of their work, because a mentor might be in Michigan working with a student who's in Florida. And so, you know, there's no way for the mentor to be, you know, eyeballs on the dog in person, right? So they send great photos. We teach them how to do that as well. So we want them to give them the best chance of successful grading. But all of that happens inside the program. So all of the flow of information is all in that conduit. So it's all in that pipeline inside the distance learning program. But as they reach a point where they have to prove, quote unquote, prove what it is that they've learned, whether it be a practical grooming where they submit photos, or maybe it's a test in the program, the student has to achieve a certain qualifying score in order then to move on. So the mentor, let's say a student takes one of the tests in the program, let's say it's the test on anatomy, which is one of the last tests in level one, and they've got to score an 85% or better. One thing to note is it is open book, which is great. We don't make the questions super easy, but we also don't make them super difficult, because part of learning is not necessarily memorization, but it's knowing where to find the answers. So that's part of the learning process and understanding how people learn. So let's say they get an 82 and they didn't pass. They missed it by 3 points. And at that point, the mentor is alerted that the person took a test and they didn't pass. Okay, so the mentor then, it gives the mentor a great coaching opportunity, a counseling opportunity to work with the student and say, okay, let's look at the ones that you didn't, answer correctly to get to 85%, but let's look at all of them that you didn't answer to get to 100%, right? So it's not just about meeting the basic or the base level minimum requirement. It's about how do we get you to your best level. And at that point, after that counseling session, then the mentor is able to reset that test, which is a really special moment, because then the student has a redo. So the student can actually go through that process over again, whether it's photos or whether it's the written test. So so we're able to, in the background of the program, per student, be able to go through and look at average test scores, average grades, their completion grades for a particular level. You know, in this day and age, technology is a wonderful thing. So we're able to kind of see all of that. And what's really great, let's say you're a salon owner, and let's say you're Betty's Pet Grooming, and you're Betty, and Betty's paid for Jenny to go through the program. Well, Betty calls us and says, hey, how's Jenny doing in the program? Well, we can look in the background of Jenny's education and say, well, Jenny's doing really great. It looked like she scored a little bit lower in this area. Hey, do you mind throwing her a couple of extra dogs of this particular type so she can get a little bit more practice? Or, hey, can she do all of the nails in your salon for all of your groomers for the next week? You know, that's kind of that cool conversation that happens with the salon owner and manager to help the student progress as well.
Yeah, so it's a whole team effort, you know, whether it's an individual or whether it is in a salon setting. That is that's one of just the really cool things about this is that we're all about having somebody succeed and whatever it's going to take to make that happen. And, you know, the best way to work is as a cohesive team together, all with the same eye on the same target, and that's success. And in a grooming salon, success means clients that come back, clients that want more of the services that you offer. And so that's always, you know, what our goal is to create individuals that have the talent to bring clients back.
Mm-hmm. So, Melissa, we've looked at the course and for the student. For our salon owners listening in that may want to adopt, use, and utilize this, let's go over the benefits again for the salon owner.
Sure. You know, the one of the biggest benefits is that training your own people allow you to get the quality and imprint your DNA on that individual. And so it allows you to create, to hire, what you're looking for is hire for attitude and train for the job. And the Paragon Distance Learning Program will do a lot of that heavy lifting of the training for you, but you, the salon owner, can imprint their own DNA on that individual. And so it just creates a loyalty that is very, very hard to get in other ways. And so it allows them to have a systematic way to bring a new person on to develop the skills necessary to work safely. With the correct skill set to get a quality job done, which is going to bring clients back, and it's going to minimize the length of time it's going to take to get somebody to a very productive level in your salon, whether it be level one, level two, or going all the way through the third level. You're going to be able, those individuals are going to be able to help generate revenue for the salon almost immediately. And so, I mean, it's just a really great partnership to help people get groomers in the door, which has always been our number one problem was finding that qualified help. And this is just a great way to make it happen without having to find somebody, because, you know, the unfortunate part is even if you have a training program somewhat close by, most people do not relocate for a grooming job. It's just, you know, they're going to stay in their area. And so that's really important that we can get that training out into the field where it's really needed instead of, you know, trying to fill jobs that we just can't fill because our students are unwilling to relocate. Joe, do you have things to add to that?
If I'll add to that, you know, sometimes we look at this a little bit. We need to look at the other side of the coin, and it's very difficult. And I think if salon owners and managers took a moment to think about the costs that are involved of not having adequately skilled or just adequately staffed teams. And, you know, there are costs to not having enough groomers, and some of those costs are, you know, if a salon owner's goal is to grow their business and they can't, you know, if we've got groomers out there, if we've got grooming salon owners out there right now, some of your listeners, if some of them have a 2-week or a 3-week waiting list, well, they've got a choice to make. Do they accept that? And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if they want to grow, or they want to maybe give themselves a raise, or they want to maybe even start to back out of the business and start, you know, focusing on a succession plan of staffing, you know, of providing a place where people work where maybe the owner is not working as much. So, you know, they can't grow their businesses and they're losing customers. So, you know, the turmoil that happens in turnover or lack of staffing is customer confidence. You know, if you go into your favorite place of business and the staff is different every time you go in, or has an air about it that it does change frequently, sometimes the customer's confidence is shaken a bit. So that stability of staff is very important. When somebody leaves or you're short staffed, there is, and I know I'm not saying anything that people don't know, but I'm just I'm bringing it again face forward right up to the front of the line, and saying there is a stress on remaining staff. There's certainly a stress on management, and now we're back into having to try to find qualified groomers, which is kind of the way we've always been trying to recruit. So that's exhausting. All of this is very exhausting. So you know, we kind of have this phrase we throw around at Paragon, and it's start looking at hiring differently. And if a salon owner says, you know what, okay, I'm going to buy into that. I'm going to start looking at it differently, and I'm going to go out and hire culture fits and attitude fits. And yeah, I need to be a little patient, you know, because it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm not going to get that immediate gratification of having somebody that can do a full body, a beautiful scissor work. I'm not going to get the immediate gratification of having somebody walk through my door and that can do that. But again, how many times does that really happen in reality? Or if they do land in our lap, sometimes they're not a great culture fit. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with one person or the next. It's just not a great fit. And now we're back to square one again. So what takes a greater amount of time, training somebody or needle in a haystack recruiting? I'd like to say that in the long haul, my belief is it's needle in a haystack recruiting. And that is a lot more stress involved.
Excellent. So what does the programs cost?
Well,
so the program costs. Go ahead,
Melissa. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. The program cost is, again, we have three different levels. We have level one, level two, and level three. They are somewhat of a sequential nature or prerequisite nature. But, again, working with our team, sometimes we can assess the skills of a particular individual and maybe exercise a test out option, but that's very, very rare that we would even recommend that. Most of the time what we do is we help assess an individual's skill level and help prescribe or put them in the right program. It's very simple. The program is $900 per level. So level one would be $900, level two is $900, level three, $900. But there are bundle packaging promotions or bundle packaging pricing. So level one and level two can be purchased for a bundle for $1,625. So it does save the student quite a bit for enrollment dollars. And we give them a very long time to complete both levels. So, you know, they don't have to feel like they're up against an expiration date wall necessarily. We do push them. We do help them progress through, and their mentor works with them, as we've established on this call. So that's the tuition part of the enrollment. And we do have a required book bundle that we've assembled. These are all of the textbooks, if you would, quote-unquote textbooks. These are the grooming guides and some of Melissa's publications and some of not Melissa's publications. There are some skill sets that are just not in our wheelhouse of expertise, but we found really, really great ones that Melissa herself has personally approved for the book bundle. So the book bundle is $185 for the book bundle. And then we've also assembled a toolkit. So if somebody is looking to enter into this, well, of course, we're going to need shears and clippers and blades and combs and brushes and all that kind of good stuff. Well, we've assembled what we like to call a Melissa-approved handpicked toolkit for use during the program as well. So, and that's a really,
really
important thing to mention.
Yeah, and I'm very, very picky. I know they have tried to cut some cost here or there or quality, and it's like, no. Because if you don't have good equipment to start out with, now that doesn't mean that somebody needs a $500 pair of shears, but they need a pair of shears that's going to cut fur well, and clippers that are going to go through a coat, you know. So it's just, to me, the equipment that the student gets to start out has to be good, reliable, solid quality equipment that you know, it might not be the most expensive, but it's not going to be the cheapest either, but it's going to last for, you know, it's going to be solid equipment that's going to get their career off the ground. And some of the equipment, the shears especially, if you take care of them, they're going to last for a very, very, very long time.
And
Melissa,
you know,
we
so
get
that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
No. Go ahead, Stephen. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, Melissa, that is one of the most asked questions on the message board by our new groomers coming in and finding the board is
really?
Is the basic tools to start off with. And every once in a while we get one that goes, well, you know, I'm not really a broke person. I got money. What's the very best? But most time it is someone is has so much money and wants to get the best tools for what they can afford. It's a terribly popular question.
Yeah.
Well, and
then,
you don't
go ahead,
have
Joe.
To be you don't have to be enrolled in any one of our programs to purchase a toolkit from us.
Oh,
so
that's
if you
good
want
to know.
To
that's
get,
good to know.
It, absolutely. Okay. So if you want to take advantage of one of our toolkits and purchase it outside of being enrolled in the program, I mean, maybe there's an average groomer out there who's just wanting the next. They just want to make it easy for themselves and purchase the toolkit.
Oh, well,
they can
do
that through our website.
We should talk about that. We can put
absolutely.
Something up like that
at the site
for you in our career section.
Right. Absolutely, that'd be great, Steve.
Good
you
to
know. So a student's their total investment in themselves is a little over $2,600. And I know that sticker might, you know, that price might seem high to some people if all you look at it is in the context of $2,600. But if you look at it in the context of maybe going to a traditional grooming school, it's about a third the cost of a traditional grooming school. There's nothing wrong with grooming schools. In fact, there's probably no better experience. And if you have an on-campus grooming education school that's credible, that really does check all the boxes, you know, if somebody said, okay, Joe, I live in Michigan, you know, am I to go to your on-campus experience or should I go distance learning? Well, we would walk you through a series of conversations and questions to help identify what is best for you. But for most people that we're bringing this on-campus experience to the distant learning student, that $2,600 investment is about a third of what you would normally spend, and that includes the books and tools and such, a third of what you normally spend in an on-campus type environment. But it also, if you are a salon owner, and you're looking to sponsor or offer a scholarship. And again, you call the Paragon office and we'll talk to you about all kinds of different creative ways business owners have crafted these sponsorships or scholarships to help the student. But when you look at, if you go back to what Melissa was talking about these folks being productive a day or two after they start in the program, the goal is that once the person graduates, even after they graduate level one, they only have to do about 5 dogs a day for 20 days to pay for this entire investment, level one and level two. Now, remember, they just graduated level one, but they only have to graduate level one, and out of the profit money, out of most scenarios, the profit money from their production for 20 days pays for both level one and level two and their books and their tools free and clear. 20 days, so working less than a month for somebody. So that's a pretty cool thing when you look at it as a return on investment for our business owners and operators.
Excellent points there. Well, you know, I have something to say. Melissa and Joe, of course, you've been working there with her now. I see all the programs that are out there, and I know you have your, you know, top rank of this system. And why I'm bringing this even up is that we've been talking, some of my key message board people, we were watching last year that New Jersey was very much advancing along, moving towards some sort of vocational licensing. And we had lots of good discussions about what they need. You know, they don't have to try to get anything with governmental and all to test people on their breed standard grooming, all it's going to come down to a safety factor. Obviously, most of the pet deaths that are happening out there is still a safety issue at the core.
Yeah.
So rather than try to make this, you know, the same kind of vocational license of a doctor and all that kind of thing, and so that still runs around in my head a lot. You know, even my mother actually, most people don't know, and the United Dog Groomers of California back in the '60s actually got a bill into the Assembly of California with all the basis of, you know, of a more complicated system than just focusing on safety. So I keep thinking that, you know, watching New Jersey, when I know it sort of took a break here with what's going on during the holidays, we're coming out of that and we'll see what they're going to do. But this involves you, what I was thinking. I was still looking and saying, and seeing that you guys know how to package something like this. Wouldn't it be very interesting, and I'm hopeful for our associations and distance programs like you, to have one that could be, you're not promoted, but when you hear a state is moving forward, going to move forward, you could say, you know what, we have a distance program. And it
right.
can be adapted to that. And that would be really exciting to see you and the associations be able to do that, even for out-of-state places. It's,
yeah.
you know, it doesn't have to be right. They would have to adopt it and say, this meets our standards. But it's a very exciting future and an easy way. And I know in Washington State, I had to use caregivers for my mother a lot. And these caregivers had to do quite a bit of on-site going down to some county building and taking their courses. And they have now it's totally an online program except for one final day when they must go up and show their skills physically handling an elderly person. So they just have to go that one day. But I see a tremendous future for that potential to happen, and you guys would be a natural for working on something like that.
Yeah, and we're paying very close attention to what's going on a state-by-state basis with, you know, it's the landscape of our industry is going to change. And you know, licensing has been discussed and talked about for 20, if not 30 years. But I think right now with in today's age, it's going to get some legs, and we're seeing it start to happen now. And so we're really paying attention to it.
Yeah, because we may be able to get away with an approved certification rather than a full license in that sense. I mean, we could call it that, but they might let grooming just pass with an approved provider's safety program.
Yeah.
To start off, if they don't go all the way. So anyway, but
those are great thoughts.
Just when I hear you guys talking, it brings that up. I go, this could be adapted to something like that.
Yep.
And it might be a solution for all these legislators. Because, you know, a lot of them, they get way off track. I mean, I've read some of them, and all it was a bunch of threats. We're going to fine you this. California did that. We're going to fine you this if you do that. We're going to fine you that. And I thought, well, where's the substantive part here? Like, what's
yeah.
required? You know, what is that? There was nothing about it was just, here's your penalties. We're going to scare you into doing it. No, it's education. You've got to, you know, about what's going to happen
yeah.
there. Not threatening.
And it goes back to, you know, kind of what we say, education is everything. And so that's where everything has got to start.
Yes. Great. Well, let's, one of you, tell people how to get a hold of you best.
Joe, I'm going to let you go because I'm battling a bad tickle in my throat. So, Joe, you take the floor on this one while I try to clear this tickle.
Okay, no worries. It's pretty easy. The easiest thing to do is go to our website, which is Paragon Pet School. So it's all one word, no dashes, no dots. So paragonpetschool.com is the easiest way to do that. While they're there, they can take advantage of not only learning more about the program or programs, if you would. But they can also read and subscribe to Melissa's blogs. They can read the news about what's going on at Paragon. And they can also go to our advanced education resources page, where we will continually be adding educational content, such as we have a partner affiliate for Pet First Aid and CPR. So if you go through the Paragon website, There's a discount for any registrants that go through. So if, let's say we've got a salon and they want all four of their team members to be pet certified or certified in Pet First Aid and CPR, they can go through there and save a few dollars per enrollment because our affiliate is so awesome and they're giving that to the Paragon Paragon students, folks who come from the Paragon program. So that's really the best way. It's a very comprehensive website. If they would like more information, there's a contact us form where they can send in information, and one of our mentors will reach out to them directly. But that's a great way to get place to get started.
Yep.
Right.
And that was paragonpetschool.com.
Exactly. And if you forget that, you can always get a hold of us at the Groomer Talk community or right on almost every page at the front page of petgroomer.com. You'll see banners there linking you to these websites that have been mentioned. So, Melissa, I want you to enjoy the rest of your day with the storm and hope it mellows out a little bit for you. And
yeah, I think we got a few more hours of this heavy wind, and we'll see how many trees come down as I drive home. So
I had three come down in fall so far, big 100-footers, yes, come down.
Oh, man.
In the Northwest, we don't get as much snow, but in fall, we get our winds, and those 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds do hit us, and there's our firewood for the next couple years. That's the way look at it.
And I,
you know.
Very thankful for full house generators.
Exactly. That's what I told you. That's what we put on our house, too. And,
us, too.
Yeah, because some years in the bad winds here, we're out of power for a week, even just everywhere. Because, you know, my front yard is a forest. You know, that's just the way it is here. So, yeah, and they come in handy. Okay.
Yeah,
and Joe, thank you for being with us, too. And we'll get this up and on the board and publish this out coming up pretty soon. In the next day or so, we'll have this out for everybody.
Wonderful.
Appreciate
you
being here.
Thank you, Steven.
Thank you very much. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.